the look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's rising track stars say their biggest breakthroughs this season came long before they stepped onto the track, and more from the daily discipline behind their success. LSU sprinter and Cayman national record holder Jaden Reed says the growth he's experienced this year started in the quiet moments long before the medals and recognition.
Even when no one is watching, I focused on improving the small details like my technique, my mindset, and how I'm approaching training. And I think that's what's helped me grow, to be honest. For me, it's not about recognition, but about becoming more complete and dependable athlete to both my coach and my team. I've learned to really trust God's plan, so I'm proud of my mental growth this season.
Reed says that mindset carried him through high-pressure races, helping him trust his preparation and compete with confidence.
I've learned how to stay focused, trust my preparation, you know, moving forward. I want to keep pushing my physical limits, getting stronger, faster, keeping healthy in every aspect so I can compete at an even higher level and reach for more goals.
Meanwhile, Cayman star hurdler Aliana Anderson of Lincoln University says her progress this year comes from a determination she's carried since childhood.
The only thing I did or could do was to trust my training and continue to strive through the determination I've kept when I was a little kid, as my goal and passion of being one of the best sprinters remains in the back of my mind all day, every day. And this drives me to maintain the level of discipline that I've had from primary school till now. And as we head into the next year, I plan to work even harder as I am determined to run sub-13 in the hurdles.
Both athletes say the work continues and their focus now is on building an even stronger 2025-2026 season. In other local sports, women of Valor say their third-place finish at the CISA U19 tournament was about far more than results. It was the first time the young squad stepped into a true win-or-go-home environment, and their coach says the team rose to the moment.
This is the first time they actually played in a tournament where the objective of the whole entire tournament was to win. I am always more about development, so when we travel to Canada, when we play in the leagues, I give everybody a chance to be on the floor. I give everybody almost equal playing time. But this tournament was the first time they were able to be in a situation where they're selfless, where I am going to have to give up my playing time in order for someone else to get more.
Coach Redva Ebang says the group showed a level of sacrifice and competitiveness he hadn't seen before, including players pushing through injuries to keep the team in contention.
A young lady was playing on a sprained ankle, and I didn't know until I saw her hobbling around on the court, and she was willing to stay out there and take one for the team. So you got to see really how competitive they were, and you know, it was very impressive to me.
Women of Valor placed third overall, with two players earning all-tournament team honors, a moment that sparked something in the rest of the roster.
We played 6 games in 4 days, and on Sundays, we have this thing called Sunday's open court link up, and this is for all women all over the island to come out and scrimmage. And most of the starters on our team didn't show up this Sunday because they were tired from the games, but the rest of the roster showed up for the runs. And what that said to me was that they were hungry to get to where the other girls are.
Coach Ebank says that hunger, not the medals, is what will define the program moving forward.
I think once everybody on the team understands the magnitude of what happened and everybody's on the same page, that we are going to be a well-oiled machine for the future.
Women of Valor's podium finish alongside Infinity's championship run capped a strong showing for Cayman's girls' programs at the regional tournament. But for Women of Valor, the real win was the shift in mindset. And Cayman International School's Hammerheads say the F1 In-Schools Challenge was all about learning, adapting, and showing what they could build. Team member Yusuf Khan says CIS rolled out a full pit display and a 3D printed race car as they lined up against Grace Christian Academy, John Gray High School, Layman Scott on Cayman Brac, and Cayman Prep.
We decided to 3D print our car, and that made it a lot heavier than the other cars, which were made out of carved foam. And so our race times ended up being slower.
Okay.
I will also give props to the other teams. Their displays look incredible. Ours look pretty good as well, but I'm not sure if it looks as good. All in all, I think it was like a very important learning experience for our team. And I think we're prepared to come back better equipped next year.
What got you guys involved or what got you involved in STEM racing?
Well, me personally, I'm not a very big STEM guy. I don't want to go into the sciences, but my friends, they're all wannabe engineers, physics students, all that. But the really nice thing about F1 is that the majority of the points don't even come from engineering. It comes from marketing and entrepreneurship. And I really do enjoy project management and things like that and organizing things, which is what really got me into it.
And so what do you think about today's event on a whole?
It was really well planned. A lot of influential people came. I believe the Minister of Innovation came. I'm seeing some people from the robotics competition that me and my friends also do. It's good to meet other students who are like-minded like us in the sense that they also care about project management and STEAM. I do think it was a little bit long. I don't think it had to be this long, but it was a really enjoyable experience. We've learned so much about entrepreneurship and development in STEAM.
Cayman Brac won the title, followed by Cayman Prep in second and Grace Christian Academy in third place. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.